And now let's look at how another country deals with illegal immigration. 2 years ago, Spain offered an amnesty to undocumented foreigners already in the country. Nearly 700,000 migrants took that offer. From then on, foreign workers would only be allowed into Spain if they already had work contracts. Jerome Sokolowski reports that it has not quite worked out that way.
For proof that migrants are still coming to Spain illegally and in perilous circumstances, often all you have to do is turn on the TV and watch the evening news.
Más de 200 inmigrantes han llegado a Tenerife esta mañana.
This newscaster talks about 200 Africans who arrived on the shores of Spain's Canary Islands on a single morning last week. As is frequently the case, one of the boats with more than 100 passengers was starting to sink as it approached the coast. Last year, around 30,000 African migrants risked their lives in open wooden boats to reach the Canary Islands. That was more than six times as many as in 2005, the year that the amnesty was declared. To qualify for it, applicants had to present a work contract and proof that they had already been in the country for 6 months. But critics say it advertised Spain as a place that people could come to illegally and then get working papers. But the issue is in the headlines again, mainly because of the new wave of arrivals in the Canary Islands, and perhaps because it's election time again. Rallies are being held around the country for municipal ballots this coming Sunday. The leading candidates are staking out positions on national issues ahead of next year's general election. Last weekend, Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero went to the Canary Islands to defend the amnesty issued by his socialist administration.
Hicimos una regularización de miles de trabajadores, inmigrantes.
We legalized thousands of immigrant workers because this country, a modern country, cannot consent to having people work illegally and without rights, he said.
Estados Unidos, Alemania,
to make his point, Zapatero noted that the United States and other countries are now considering their own amnesties. A week earlier, opposition leader Mariano Rajoy was in the Canary Islands, promising no further amnesties.
No habrá regularizaciones masivas.
There will be no more massive legalizations. That will be the first law I present when I become prime minister, he said. Rajoy's conservative popular party is making a big push for votes in Alcalá de Henares, a working-class suburb of Madrid. Rajoy supporter Mercedes Gomez says her party is not anti-immigrant. She recalls that only a generation ago, Spaniards were the ones going abroad to look for work. Now the tables have turned. In the last 6 years, Spain's foreign-born population has more than quadrupled to around 4 million. Africans, Eastern Europeans, and Latin Americans take jobs as construction workers, nannies, maids, and waiters. 7 years ago, Mahmoud Usman of Cameroon dodged police bullets and barbed wire to scale the border fence around one of Spain's North African territories. Now he drives a forklift at a trucking warehouse near Madrid. People back home ask him whether it's worth trying to reach the Canary Islands on the long canoe-like boats known as cayucos.
Conozco algunos, pero siempre les he dicho que no.
I've always told them it's not worth risking your life on a cayuco, he said. But he watches the rally here in this Madrid suburb, bemused by the popular party's anti-amnesty platform. Because when they were in power, they legalized lots of foreigners, and he was one of them. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.